Well, welcome to another episode of The Drive to Stay Alive. I would apologize if my voice is muffled at all today. It's because I'm wearing a ski mask. As in, she said, "Do you love me?" And he said, "No, but that's a real nice ski mask." And other than for its comedic purposes, or burglaring someone or someplace, ski mask doesn't really serve much purpose. Yes, I know the whole reason that you're supposed to wear it is because it's like cold as shit outside, and it's supposed to keep like your face warm, as well as like your head and your ears and everything, and it's got, you know, the slots cut out for your mouth and your eyes. It keeps your nose cold and warm and everything, and your forehead. And so it's really like, it's a novel idea, I suppose. But my question is, who like stays outside like in the cold long enough to necessitate a ski mask? I guess then, hence the term ski. You'd wear it like while skiing the slopes. But then, when you ski, don't you like wear goggles and shit, and like a hat? And you wouldn't want a mask because even though you do have pretty good range of vision, I still would, if I was out skiing, I'd probably not wear it. But that's just me. But then again, I don't go skiing. I don't see anything entertaining or like worthwhile about barreling down the hill on slippery like things attached to my feet and facing certain death. That just doesn't seem like a fun time to me. Like I had probably previously talked about, like just putting your life in danger. Like as far as jumping out of a plane or bungee jumping or skiing or shit like that, I don't see why that's entertaining, because your life is so precious that like why risk it? Like you hear so many times of like people like hitting trees or like they're skiing and they like break a leg or something crazy. Like, and I mean, not that you should like live your life cautiously and it's kind of like never technically live or enjoy anything, but man, I just don't get it. That's just kind of my personal opinion. It might have something to do with the fact that like I'm fat, because there's a common saying, it's like the bigger you are, the harder you fall, and also to go along with that, like the more it hurts. Like if I fall down, I got a lot of weight like falling down on top of something. See, if like I fall on my arm, I've got like hundreds of pounds falling down on my arm. And if you're like weighing 150 or something, it's like, okay, not that big of a deal. The heavier you are, like the more it does hurt. And then not only that, but the more energy than it takes to like get up. And that's one of the things I don't like about, like, sledding, because it's, like, you're down on the ground, then you, like, gotta get up. And then you gotta, like, walk back up the hill. It's like, ugh. Like, that's just a lot of fucking work. Which I guess leads into our topic for today. And it's about work. And just doing work. I mean, we're talking more, like, physical work. And therein lies my problem. Like, this past weekend, I had the option of doing things. I had no plans Saturday and no plans Sunday. So I certainly could have made my weekend anything that I wanted it to be. And I did absolutely nothing with my weekend. I just sat around, drank a lot, and pretty much wasted the weekend away. Which really sucks because that's like the only time that I have to, I guess, like do anything. Because I'm so trapped within this 9 to 5 Monday through Friday schedule that I can make my weekend whatever I want it to be. And I guess I wanted it to be nothing. And that's the thing that sucks about it. It's like, that's what I chose. And I really should be doing something with my life. I should be out hanging out with friends or doing some kind of physical activity so I'm not like 900 pounds in like a couple years. There's a lot of other things. Like, I should be figuring out a way to trick some girl into falling in love with me. Or at least making enough money where I can pay for a girl to fall in love with me. Like, maybe I could just work more or something. I don't know. Do something. Do something instead of nothing. But therein lies like my problem with the majority of my life. I'm really just kind of a do-nothing kind of guy. And like, I had like a bit of a health scare, I guess. So this might get a little gross, so I'm sorry in advance. But so I have this like what looks kind of like a blister on my foot. But it's red. And I think those are commonly referred to as like blood blisters. Like there'll be like there's like a pocket of blood in there. I don't know how they form. But I'm just kind of like, yeah, you know, I don't like this. Let me just like get rid of this thing. And so, and I've done this once before. I did this like last week or earlier in the week or something. I popped it and some blood comes out, whatever like that, throw a Band-Aid on it. I'm like, all right, we're good. You know, this thing will go away. Well, it like didn't go away. It like came back. So then last night, I'm like, all right, well, actually, last night I didn't mean to pop it. I actually was scratching a part of my foot, and I scraped off, like, the scab, I guess. Yeah, I scraped off the scab, and blood just, like, started gushing out. It was like a fucking fountain. It was really, like, scary. So I'm like, oh, shit, you know, and I held it over, like I had a pot that I had cooked some marucha noodles in. I had it in my room, so I was eating dinner in my room. So then I held it like over this pot, and it was just like dripping, and it started like, it was a lot of blood, not like horror movie blood, but like enough blood dripping out where I'm just like, oh man, I don't think this thing's gonna stop on its own. So then I grabbed like, you know, there's a wash rag that I'd used to clean up some soda. Not the most hygienic thing ever, but hey, desperate times call for desperate measures. I was just like, medic! And so I grabbed this wash rag and then started then just put it on my foot and trying to stop the blood. Well, I couldn't stop the blood. This goes on for a while. You know, take the wash rag off, blood's still coming up, put the wash rag back on. Eventually, and I was like, shit, what am I going to do? Like, I got to bandage this up or something like that, because or else this thing's like never going to stop. I'm like, fuck, you know? And so then I go into the bathtub, and I was like, well, at least that way, like, if it drips or whatever, like, I'm in the bathtub. So then I'm there for a while. Still can't stop the bleeding. Just like shit, you know. And finally what I get a Band-Aid on there, and I'm like, okay, good, just like last time, I threw a Band-Aid on there, this thing will stop, we'll be all right. Band-Aid soaks through, blood's still coming out. I'm like, shit. I was like, I need something stronger than a Band-Aid. So I throw some, wad up some Kleenex, like fold up a Kleenex, and put it on there. Put a couple Band-Aids over it that I wrap it in like an ankle wrap. I'm like, okay, cool, this will be great. And it starts seeping through a little bit, but I'm like, all right, well, I'll leave this on there. Prop it up, like, you know, like lay down in bed, prop it up. I was like, stop bleeding in a wound. You're supposed to like elevate it so you don't have the especially like in your extremities, like your arms and legs or whatever, because blood flows kind of like gravity, even though it pumps back up to your heart through your veins, whatever. Like that, like you're supposed to keep it elevated because it'll at least like stabilize the blood flow. There's some kind of medical reason you're supposed to keep it elevated if you're bleeding. So, all right, cool. I wake up about like 3 a.m. like I usually do. And so I unwrap it. I'm like, all right, well, let's see if the bleeding has stopped. Bleeding hasn't stopped. I open it up and still bleeding. So I'm like, fuck. Like, how is this thing still bleeding? And I'm sitting here thinking, like, and I was feeling a little woozy. Like, I didn't lose a whole lot of blood, but I lost enough where I was just like, fuck, man. I was like, this sucks. So I'm just like, shit, what do I do? Because, you know, and the whole time I'm worrying that there's something seriously wrong with me. Like, I have some kind of disease or something. Don't, like, people when they have, like, leukemia or something like that? This is what I know because, like I said, everything I know comes from, like, movies and TV and shit. But, like, you know, I've been watching Scrubs a lot lately. And Brendan Fraser's character, he got, like, a nail through his hand. And he got it all stitched up and everything like that. And he was wearing this bandage, and the blood was still seeping through. It's like, how come the blood hasn't clotted? And by the end of the episode, you find out he has leukemia. So I'm just like, of course I'm freaking myself out because I'm just like, oh shit, what if I have some kind of like blood disease or something that prevents my blood from clotting? And I was like, shit, like I'm fucked now. So I'm sitting here worrying, and I did one of the worst things you could possibly do if you have any kind of symptoms. Google it. Because you can't believe things on the internet. And then you also should really take everything you read on the internet with caution, I guess. Well, that's the same thing as not believing. But there's partial truths to the internet, I suppose. But it's just like, if your cut won't stop bleeding, you don't have cancer. I mean, like, you can't make the jump. That's why they have doctors who know stuff and everything. But then there's my problem. I don't go to doctors. There's nothing to do with religion or money, I guess, because I have insurance through my company. But it's just the fact that I already know what they're going to say. Because let's face it, I'm not taking very good care of myself. And it's like, maybe I'm just trying to avoid it and hoping it'll go away. I guess it's just the, what I guess I'm going for is the fact that, well, you know, if I don't know the truth, then nothing bad will happen. Because, you know, if I go to a doctor and they say, like, you know, your cholesterol is this number and your something or other is this number, and if you don't, you're at high risk for heart disease, and if you don't, you know, you're overweight, and if you don't drop 50 pounds by X date, then you're probably going to die, but you're probably going to have a heart attack by the time you're 40. Like, I don't need to hear that. Because I already know that's the truth. I don't want a doctor telling me I'm going to die. Like, basically, I guess, so I'd rather it just happen unexpectedly. I don't know. It's a tricky situation. But It's stupid. It's really, really stupid to not go to a doctor. And so last night I'm sitting here just going like, fuck, man, I'm going to have to go to a doctor. Because if this thing won't stop bleeding, I can't I can't just sit here and have it bleed all the time. That's I can't get by. I can't live like that. And so I'm just like, shit. I'm like, well, all right, well, let me rebandage it. And I'll check it again in the morning. If it's still bleeding in the morning, I'll go to the doctor. Well, as you could probably tell, I'm doing this Drive to Stay Alive episode, and I'm driving to work. So, no surprise, it's stopped bleeding. And so that's really good, obviously. You shouldn't be constantly bleeding. So that's a good thing, but at the same time, it was a bit of a scare that there's something wrong in my body. Because that shouldn't happen. It should clot up and you should be like, you should recover. And I'm not looking the greatest. And I guess, like, I say it all the time about how I don't want to die, even though I don't see a reason to keep living. Just because I feel like there is something better out there for me. But it's a thing that, like, the other day, last week, I was at my dad's house. My dad has diabetes, and he used to be able to manage it fine just by eating and right and everything. Now he has to take shots, and his blood sugar gets all weird. I don't really understand the disease and everything, but it has to do with regulation of your the sugars in your body, because your body naturally produces this insulin stuff, from as far as I know, and when you have diabetes, your body just stops doing that. And then so if your blood sugar falls below a certain point or goes above a certain point, you could either slip into a coma or have a heart attack or something like that. So it's pretty serious, but it is manageable. But the thing now, so he has to take these insulin shots now before he didn't used to. And he can't eat in certain things. Like, I was over at his house for dinner, and he couldn't eat pizza because it has too many carbohydrates in it. And it's just kind of like, you can live with diabetes and manage it, but then there becomes a certain time where it starts to manage you. And it takes over your life. Because then it starts making decisions for you. What you can and can't do. What you can and can't have. And so it's just kind of like, dude, I wouldn't want to be like that. That's not life. Is having somebody else like make all your decisions. It takes away all your free will. And that's kind of the path that I'm headed on right now. If I don't start taking care of myself. Just like how I haven't been to the dentist in like 5 years. I gotta have cavities or something fucked up with my teeth. Because I just don't go. Just hoping that magically everything will be okay. That's not the way it works. You don't get anything for free. You don't magically wake up and have a good body. You don't just have a great job. You have to work at it. Anything worth achieving, anything worth having, is worth working for. And so I want to have like a good life. Well, I got to put in the work. So once again, I have the answers. I know the steps I need to take to kind of, you know, get my shit in gear. But for whatever reason, I don't do it. Because I just kind of magically hope by ignoring it, everything will get better. It's crazy. Crazy life I lead. I just don't fucking get it. Just like almost like I just love misery. So, it's kind of where I sit right now. Doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. But then again, neither does my life. So, until then, I guess, just keep on driving. Figuring out some reason to keep doing this. But that's it for now on the Drive to Stay Alive. We'll pick you up later in the afternoon. Later. All right. Welcome to the return episode of the Drive to Stay Alive. Or, I guess, the return portion of the Drive to Stay Alive. Now, so I'm wearing a ski mask again. So, make sure to keep that in mind when you're trying to listen to this episode. So if I appear to be a little muddled, there's a pretty good reason why. All right. But there's two reasons I'm wearing a ski mask. The obvious one would be that it's cold as balls outside. And you would indeed be correct if you were to make that assumption. But the thing is, I'm really not one that gets cold very often. I mean, everybody gets cold, but like, I don't get like really cold like most people. Like, I wear a hooded sweatshirt as my winter coat. Now, granted, it's made out of this like performance based material. It's called like thermo something. Well, that sounds nice. Car is sounding awesome right now. Therma base material that the professionals of Major League Baseball wear. It's actually quite warm, and it also is like kind of anti-wind resistant. So I don't really need a winter coat. This thing does just fine. And I've been starting to wear gloves, like when I drive, just because when I get in the car, the steering wheel is just fucking like cold as shit. But I normally don't wear a hat or, you know, anything to cover my face or a scarf or whatnot, because I don't get that cold. And the other thing too is, with the exception of me being like stranded somewhere, like I'm going to be outside for a minute, 2 minutes tops, while I'm like walking from my car to my house or my car to the work building or anything. Because like in Wisconsin, shit, you don't go outside in the cold unless you're like stupid or like love winter sports. Like, otherwise I don't see why you'd hang out outside, because the outside just sucks so much here in the winter. So if that's your thing, you know, more power to you. But so that's one thing, like that's one of the reasons I'm wearing the ski mask. But the other reason, the real reason I'm wearing a ski mask, I kind of wish it wasn't like 4 degrees out. Because everybody assumes I'm wearing the ski mask because it's like 4 degrees out. They're just like, oh, you came well prepared. It's a ski mask. That's very nice. Like everybody at the fucking office. Like it's just a bunch of fucking gossips and Nancys and stuff like that. They're all just like, oh, you were thinking ahead. I don't think that's how they sound, but that's pretty close. if you wanted to get real about it. But real reason I'm wearing a ski mask is because I think it's hilarious. What's not funny about a ski mask? Like, the greatest thing. So me and Jenny were at Goodwill and pick up the ski mask, and it was $3. And so right now this has already been like the best $3 I've ever spent. So I pick up the ski mask and I'm like, fuck yeah, it's a ski mask. And so that night I had some shit in my car that I had to give to my mom. And so then I go over to her house and I sneak inside. I mean, like, I have keys and everything. I didn't actually... Oh, yeah, I guess... I have to mention that I was wearing the ski mask. And I snuck inside the house, but, like, with keys. Like, not like a real burglar, but with keys. But then I, like, you know, snuck in as to not alarm the dog. Because if the dog knew I was there, she would have, like, started barking and run to the door. And, you know, my whole little joke that I was about to play on my mother would have been... like a dead in the water, I guess. So I sneak in, get through the living room all right, get through the kitchen all right, peer around the corner. I see my mom sitting on her bed, like looking down. She was like writing out Christmas cards or something. So this was a couple weeks ago. So I'm just like, oh, sweet. She's like, not even, if she was looking at the TV, I wouldn't have had a good enough, wouldn't have had as good a chance. But she's like, okay, she's looking down, sweet. Take a deep breath, kick down the door, like throw open the door and yell at her. I'm just like, yell at her. I'm like, give me everything under the tree. And burst in wearing a ski mask. Dude, like, if my mom, I'm glad she's in good health, because she probably would have had a fucking heart attack. Like, I was just gonna, like, scared the shit out of her, because I didn't tell her I was coming over or anything, so she wasn't expecting me. And now that I moved out, she lives by herself, so it's just like completely unexpected. And not only that, but I like kicked down the door wearing a ski mask shouting. All right, so yeah, I scared the shit out of my mom, and I felt kind of bad about it. I instantly ripped off the ski mask. I'm like, Mom, it's me. Like, she's not gonna know otherwise without seeing my face. But that's the other thing that I wanted to touch upon. One of the reasons why I don't get cold is because I'm fat. Like, granted, if I wear a shirt and tie, or if I wear a ski mask, or if I wear this sweatshirt, or if I'm topless, or if I wear one of those glasses with the big nose and the mustache, like disguises, you're gonna know it's me. Like, I can't hide. You're never going to mistake me for someone else other than Jonah Hill. But it's just like, I can't hide in a crowd. Unless there's like a bunch of other fat people. Like, I stand out. So it's just like, I don't know why I ripped off the ski mask. And it was a completely unnecessary thing. But it was funny. So I had to do it. So then... Yeah, I don't get cold because I'm fat. Like, fat people, it's the one thing where maybe, I guess, we have it easier. Sorry, I gotta blow on my fingers. It is really fucking cold out. I'm not gonna deny that right now. But fat people got it easy when it comes to winter. Because it's just kind of like, whatever. We can save on heating and everything, because, like, just don't get cold. We got enough meat on our bones. But the problem with that is, what happens in the summer then? The summer will be the complete opposite, where, like, it's like, hot. It's as it usually is in the summer. But when it gets all humid and everything, we sweat like crazy. And when you sweat, you smell. And when you're fat, there's more, like, places to smell out of. Without being too gross. And, you know, you just kind of, like... There's... Yeah, more skin area, I guess, and everything. It's gross. Okay. And then the problem is, so where it's like, okay, well, just like we wear shorts and a t-shirt. I don't know if you've ever met a fat person, but we kind of don't wear single layers. Like, if we wear a shirt, then we wear, like, an undershirt. Or, like, me, I will wear, like, three shirts. I'll have an undershirt, an overshirt, and then a jersey. So fat people dress in layers just because you try to mask the fat, I guess. I don't know what the idea is, because everybody can tell, but it's just, like, I just feel more comfortable wearing layers where if I wear, like, a tight shirt, and you can see all the outlines of, like, my rolls and shit. And it's just like, if I don't feel comfortable, if I don't feel attractive, I'm gonna look either way. But it's like, I have to feel like I'm not fat. It's a hard concept to understand, I guess. If you've never been in this position, it's hard to understand how you don't want to stand out. It's just like I shouldn't say we, but it's like I know other fat people and I kind of know like how they think and how they dress and everything like that. But it's just like, why do you think like fat people dress in like dark colors? Dark colors allow you to like to blend in more. I wear, like, lots of blues, some blacks. That's pretty much it. Luckily, my favorite baseball team is the Brewers, and they have blue uniforms and everything like that, that I can wear their colors and kind of stick to that blue motif and just kind of like a darker navy kind of blue. Every now and then I'll wear a gray, but for the most part you won't catch me, like, dead wearing white. Just because, well, for instance, like, you sweat, and white, like, becomes see-through. Or if you get wet, white becomes see-through. Now, while that is very attractive on ladies, especially ones with hot toddies, it's the exact opposite on a fat person. trust me, like, there's a reason we keep our shirts on. Is because you don't need to see what's underneath here. And I guess to tie it all together, man, that's the whole purpose of a ski mask. That's why so many robbers wear it when holding up banks and stuff. I don't know when the first ski mask was invented, but it had to be around the time when people stopped wearing hats. Because there was a time when, like gentlemen would always wear hats. And, like, they'd do the classy thing. And then if you wanted to rob a bank, you just put like a handkerchief around your face, so that way that your head for the most part was covered up and the handkerchief covered up your mouth, and all you could see really was like your eyes. And so you'd have like Old West bandits would always wear like the cowboy hats and they'd cover their face with a handkerchief and they'd rob the banks. And I'm sure, like, in the 20s and stuff, too, bank robbers would kind of obscure their face from something and just leave their eyes open. And then society kind of changed, and men stopped being gentlemen and stopped wearing hats. So when you stopped wearing hats all the time, and, you know, a lady would pass, you'd tip your brow and just be like, tip the lid of your hat and just be like, ma'am. Or, like, when you'd go in a room, you go inside, indoors, you take your hat off as, like, a sign of respect. Like, I wanted to go back to the days where we wore hats all the time. And we're not talking, like, baseball hats or, like, you know, it's like bowler hats and, like fedoras. Like, Indiana Jones, like, those kind of style hats. You just have, like, a really nice hat. And you just kind of, like, just be real classy. It was a very classy time. But then I guess we'd have to go back to wearing, like, slacks and belts and suspenders and three-piece suits and coats. And you carry a cane and you have a monocle and everything. Actually, this doesn't sound too bad. If I wasn't fat, I'd probably want to dress up all the time. That's the only thing. Fat people don't like to dress up. It's not a lot of fun to dress up when you're fat. Because when you dress up, you have to tuck in your shirt. And if you have a gut, it's not fun to tuck in something. Because then instead of letting the shirt just like hang down, it's tucked into your waist so you can just kind of see the fat just kind of hang over. And then also, like, you have to wear a belt so your pants kind of sit at your waist instead of a little below. I mean, fat people don't look good dressed up. Then again, I guess fat people don't look good anyway. Like, I guess there's some segment of the population, chubby chasers, who are attracted to fat people. Or, like, in the gay community, they call them, like, big hairy men, like bears. I mean, like, I'm sure there's certain people that are attracted to fat people. If you believe every comedy sitcom, then you would think that all hot women are attracted to fat, funny guys. So, there are, I guess, like, you might believe that that's the case, but fat people are not attractive at all. And, you know, people, you know, always say, like, oh, yeah, well, real beauty's on the inside. It's like, that's just something ugly and fat people say. Like, sorry, real beauty is on the outside. Maybe that's just my personal opinion. I don't know. It just... And that's the thing, too. We're always trying to hide. At least me. I think I'm just going to start... Can't speak for anybody else anymore. So I'm just going to speak for myself. I'm always trying to hide something. Wearing the ski mask, you know, I'm trying to hide my identity so I don't... So they don't see me when they start... When I start shooting up or robbing the place and stuff like that. So they can't... know my identity and put me in jail and everything. Even though, like I said, the fat kind of gives it away. And behind these, like, three shirts that I'm wearing, trying to obscure my body, which I can't stand. And then by kind of making jokes and never taking anything seriously in life, I'm obscuring my real feelings, which I hold on the inside. And I know, like, in this drive to stay alive, I kind of do let all my feelings pour out. Just really kind of do really, like, you know, let everything show. But the only reason I can afford to do something like that is because I know no one's listening. So, I wish I could just go out into, like, a crowded room and just be like, hey, everybody, this is how I feel. This is what I'm doing. Like, this is me. Get over it. Deal with it, I guess. I wish I could just tell a girl that I liked. If there wasn't even a girl that I liked right now. I wish I could tell a girl that I liked, just be like, hey, man, this is what's going on. I don't know why I could just call the girl a man, but this is kind of how I talk. But it's just like... Like, I don't know. I wish I could just kind of put it all out in the open. Without... doing it the way I do now. Because putting it out in the open the way I do now is not technically out in the open. Kind of need to be a little more open and honest with my life. Just because there's a lot that's wrong with it. I gotta take off the ski mask. Gotta strip down the, you know, the three layers of clothes. Gotta let everybody see me for who I really am. And if they don't like it, that's their problem. But I'll probably never do it. Just like I'll probably never take care of my body health-wise. Or go to the doctor and... or go to the gym and work out. Probably because I'm scared. I'm scared to be happy. Scared to live in a world where everybody loves me. I'm scared to be loved. I don't know why. It's like... I don't see what the problem is, seeing, because it's like, it's funny. The ski mask is hilarious. I'll agree with that. I do things every day that make me laugh and then in turn make other people laugh. I don't think I'm that shitty of a person. I think I knock myself down more than anybody else would knock me down. I guess a lot of that, though, comes with being fat growing up. It's like, kids are terrible. Kids are little pieces of shit. I hate kids. Like, kids can be just so goddamn mean, so damn judgmental and everything. They just kind of ruin everything. Like, my entire self-image is just so skewed because, personally, I think I developed a sense of humor out of necessity in order to deal with life and in order to deal with all the shit that you have to go through with being teased just because you're bigger than the other kids. And that's why I think a lot of fat people are funny. Everybody else is making fun of you, so you might as well jump on the train and start being funny too. It's probably not the best way to go about things, but what else do we know? So, probably time for me to take off the mask. Probably time for me to be myself. I've been trying. Probably have been doing a very good job at trying, but we're already 3 weeks into 2013 now. I'm no better than I was last year. So far, 2013 isn't looking like anything special. What do I know? Still got 49 weeks left to prove me wrong. But in order for this to be something good, something special, I have to let it be. Let's take off the mask and let everybody see me for me. Like, I can't hide anymore. I can't hide my feelings, my thoughts, my actions. Will it happen? Probably not. I'm so good at hiding. I'm so good at lying and I'm so good at wearing the mask. So, still got the mask on. Who knows if that will change? But in the meantime, I guess we're still driving, still alive, and every day is a new day to fix what you did yesterday and do better today. Hopefully plan to do better tomorrow. Certainly do everything I can to change things, but who knows, man. So this is the drive to stay alive for this current week, and Take off that ski mask, man, unless you're planning to rob a bank. Oh, you are planning to rob a bank. Oh, you do? Don't rob banks. Don't hurt people. Don't shoot people. But keep on living. Keep on driving. Stay alive, man. See you next time.